This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We're going to be talking about a great event coming up very soon, and I'm happy to have on the program to talk more about the Tecumseh Pops Orchestra and Community Chorus. The next concert is the director, Bill Abbott. And Bill, it's so good to have you back on the program
once again. Thank you very much, Dale. It's a great joy to be here today again.
This is going to be a great concert. This is your annual spring concert that's coming up, right, Bill?
Yep, and every year we try to come up with some type of a theme. And this year we titled it An American Travelogue.
Oh, okay.
And we're trying to pick tunes that deal with many cities or regions of the United States and travel through the United States and singing songs and playing in the orchestra on tunes as well.
Excellent, excellent. Well, before we get to the actual concert itself, let's once again talk about the fact that who comprises the orchestra and the community chorus, Bill?
Well, the people come from all over Lenawee County and even into Monroe County and Washtenaw County. People driving in from long ways. They even have them coming in from Belleville and everywhere else, so a long ways away. And we have about close to 65 now in the choir and similar 55 or so in the orchestra. So it's quite a large number of people from all walks of life.
That's wonderful. And when it comes to the orchestra, I mean, it's full-fledged orchestra instruments?
Yep, we've got everything. I play trumpet in there, and but all the strings and all the brass and percussion. So we've got it all covered. It's a great bunch of people.
So when you do rehearsals, when you normally do rehearsals?
We rehearse on Monday nights. The choir rehearses from 6:30 to 8, and the orchestra rehearses from 7:30 to 9. A little overlap there, but we have some people that are in both things.
Sure. Are you looking for other people to become members?
All the time, Dale, all the time. So, we can't for the spring, but for the fall, we'll be starting right back up. I think it's the first Monday in October.
Okay.
So notification can be found through the Tecumseh Pops Orchestra website. They have all the information there available. And we welcome you all. Welcome everybody that wants to come. As the director of the choir, I'm always looking for as many people as we can. I'd love to get a lot more men. We always are crying for more men, but women as well. So.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the concert that will be coming up on May 4th, and it'll be at 3 p.m., correct?
Yep, correct, at the Tecumseh Center for the Arts, the TCA. And tickets are $12 general admission, $10 for seniors, kids, and veterans. And they can be gotten at thetca.org, or there's a phone number we can mention later, too. So.
Okay. Well, you talked about, you know, this is an American travelogue and about music of different areas of the country. Can you give us a little bit of a hint of some of the music that you might be doing?
Oh, sure. I went to college down in Springfield, Missouri, and we were right on the pathway of Route 66.
Oh, yes.
And so that's one of the pieces we're doing. It was sort of my idea to follow up on that. Route 66, you know, was a highway completed back in the 20s between Chicago and L.A., about 2,400 miles. So we're doing that song. Starting on the East Coast, of course, we're doing a little medley of big city sounds. So we're doing, it includes New York. I'm Walking to New Orleans.
Oh, yes.
My Kind of Town, Chicago is. And Hooray for Hollywood. So those are all part of a little medley there. All big cities.
Yeah.
And then Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Oh, sure.
We love that from Glenn Miller Orchestra and the Andrews Sisters way back in the 40s.
Yes.
And the theme song from Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
Rodgers and Hammerstein. And we're also doing, I thought, well, what can we do for the Detroit area? And so how much better could we do than Motown music? So
we're
doing a whole medley, Dancing in the Street, I Can't Help Myself, Reach Out, I'll Be There, Heard It Through the Grapevine, closes with Ain't No Mountain High Enough. It's just a powerful ending.
Yes.
And we're adding instrumentalists from the orchestra in there on a lot of this. So we have some brass and all that are accompanying us, and it's fantastic. It's just a wonderful medley of music. And finished. There's also I Left My Heart in San Francisco in there as well.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. You said, I was thinking about all the different songs and you were, that you could use. And as you're mentioning, oh, yeah, that's a good one. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Well, yeah, we were looking at all types, you know, with John Denver's tunes and others. But some things just aren't in print for us to have music for.
So, sure.
I researched a lot of this and found these tunes that we could do for everybody. And then we're closing the concert with the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Ah.
And we're doing that with the orchestra, so it'll be over 110 of us on stage at the same time performing that. And that sort of encompasses the whole United States with
sure
that
does.
Piece. And sort of sets the stage for the 250th celebration for the United States next year.
That's right.
As we start into things happened in 1775 and, of course, then into 1776.
Absolutely. So. This must have been a lot of fun for rehearsals.
Oh, yeah. And the people are excited because there's some catchy tunes. Some of it's jazz. Tight harmonies, and some of it's just all out. The audience is going to be wanting to – it's going to be hard to keep them in their seats, I think. They're going to want to be dancing in the aisles.
Toes will be tapping for sure, right?
And Joe McKinchick leads the orchestra, and he's carrying out some themes like with the Appalachians, sort of the land kind of thing.
Sure.
He's doing Appalachian mourning, prairie dance, some things like that. Also with the Appalachian Spring of Aaron Copland with Simple Gifts.
Oh, yes.
Down arrangement of that. And he's also thrown in something for I enjoy playing is the Magnificent Seven.
Oh,
the
yes.
The theme song from 1960, the old Western type of a piece of music as
yes,
well.
So yeah.
He's got some good selections, too, that the orchestra will be playing.
Nice, nice. Oh, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a great concert. People are going to enjoy this one.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, to make sure that they get their tickets ahead of time, to make sure that they've got, you know, there's no bad spot at the TCA, but make sure you get your tickets so that you know you're able to come.
Oh, yeah. Please invite your friends. Come out with the family. The kids will like this music, too, as well.
Oh, yeah.
And but there is a phone number I mentioned, the box office. They're open Thursdays and Fridays from noon until 5. But you can get that at 517-423-6617, Thursdays or Fridays at the Tecumseh Center for the Arts. Or you can get them like 1 hour before the concert even opens. But we've been selling out, so I
Ooh.
Wouldn't wait till the day of.
Yes,
we had
yes.
standing room only at Christmas time, and so please get your tickets early. They're already on sale. A bunch of my friends have already bought theirs. So get out there and buy these up right away and come enjoy an evening of wonderful entertainment on May 4th at 3 p.m.
And you know, the thing is, Bill, you know, enjoying such great music and such great entertainment, then you can go out and have dinner then later on at one of the many wonderful restaurants there in Tecumseh.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes seniors don't like driving in the dark, but it's last night it was still light at 8 or 8:30 at night.
Yes,
so you'll
yeah.
have plenty of time to still get home and or do whatever you want to do and go out to eat and enjoy yourself.
And you know, what a wonderful way to spend an afternoon, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Some great music, you know, on the majority of local people, area people, because mm-hmm. you mentioned about some being from around the area, like Monroe, Washtenaw mm-hmm. counties. And, you know, it's just good entertainment, Bill.
We have ministers in here in the choir. We have a lot of business people from the area, school teachers, just all walks of life in the banking business, et cetera. So, yeah, everybody. And so, again, don't forget, you can come and join. I'd love to have you come and join the choir in the fall. And then the orchestra gets a little more selective. But especially if you're a string instrument, we can grab as many as we can get.
That's what I understand, that mm-hmm. you'd love to be able to get more people who perform on string instruments, mm-hmm. too. So if you're listening and you would like to be able to check it out, go to the website, right, Bill?
Yes, that's right. At Tecumseh Pops Orchestra, so you can get that as well.
Good deal. All right. Bill, this sounds like it's going to be just another great concert that you're going to be having. Good for the entire family, for sure. And just come out and enjoy some really great in-person concerts, because there's nothing like, hearing and the performance live in person.
Yeah, it's you know, being an instrumentalist and a vocalist myself, I taught music for over 30 years, and so it's just a joy now to do this in the community, and I just thoroughly enjoy the people. They're friendly. We have a great time together. It's like great. A big family.
That's right, yes, and that's really a nice way to put it too, Bill. Thanks so much, Bill, for coming on to the program and talking a little bit more about it. And again, encouraging people, don't wait until the last minute to get your tickets.
That's right. Get them early.
Get them early, especially if you want to sit down. And again, to get the tickets, they can call.
Or call 517-423-6617. The box office is open on Thursdays and Fridays in the afternoons after from noon to 5. Or you can get them online at thetca.org.
Excellent. All right. Bill Abbott, who is the director of the Tecumseh Pops Orchestra, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And the community chorus. And thank you so much for being on the program. And again, the theme, once again, the title is?
An American Travelogue.
All right. And again, that's going to be on May 4th?
May 4th at 3 p.m.
Okay. Bill Abbott, thanks again. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Dale. Thank you very much.
This has been a Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.